were two brothers named Grimm.
Shut up, punk!
You ready, punk? You ready, punk? You ready, punk?
You fucking mad.
Do you have to tell me something?
No, I don't tell you nothing, man. Just shut the fuck up and move away.
Mothers, don't let your babies grow up to be
boss, 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 boss,
life's a bitch. She's back in heat.
Why don't you stay out of my way? Because today nothing's quite right for me. Ha 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 ha, you laugh at my face. When I say, just a very bad day.
Welcome back, punkers. It's the final show of 2022 over here at the Brothers Grimm Punkcast. It's D.D. Grimm himself. We're getting into late December, and we're still finding solid brand new shit over on Bandcamp. Can't beat this stuff. I don't know if it's next week or weeks to come, we have a two-part Best of 2022 show because I've found over 300 releases this year over on Bandcamp. It's been one hell of a year as far as punk goes. But you know the drill as usual. If you want to find us each and every week, go over to Punk Rock Demonstration. That's at punkrockdemo.com, Wednesdays, 7 p.m. Cali time, and over at Ripper Radio, Fridays and Saturdays, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time as well. Start out with a brand new and pretty brand new late November from Minneapolis. Gylo did Taste of Fear from their self-titled. After that, a newer one from Japan's Zuka did Dogs from their demo 2022. Then after Zuka, we had one from the solo project Gorilla Knife Fight from Milwaukee. He put one out a couple weeks ago that was This Knife Will Win the Fight. That's excellent shit. Off of This Knife Wins the Fight and Second Opinion from Trash Tapes Sacramento did a mid-2000s one, Bad Day from Suburban Destruction. And we have some The Hills Are Dead records in the background from the greatest 100 hits or compilation. I forget what it's called. Let's go with some War Child next. This says 2022, but at this point I'm super confused on what's a re-release and what's not. I have no idea. This is War Child. They're gonna do Why, When, How from A Question for Today, Not Tomorrow.
Sometimes maybe good, sometimes maybe shit.
Yeah! carbon monoxide content of inhaled air exceeds 1.28%. It will be followed by death within 3 minutes. This is nuclear war.
Through that Brothers Grimm Punkcast Christmas special last week. I'm recording two episodes in the same week, a few days apart, so if my current events are screwed up, but you know what to expect over here at the Brothers Grimm Punkcast. Just recently watched Bullet Train. I've put that off for a while on Netflix. Really good movie. Solid fight scenes. David Leitch was the director of that one. I guess he's got those stuntman vibes going on in a movie. We pulled a punk bumper off that one. So, you know, send us more if you got them over to brothersgrimmpunk@gmail.com. You just heard Visions of War did Doom and Gloom from Swine Parade 2015. Galactoid before that did Disconnect from their full discography from 2020. Verbal Assassination before that did Number Station from kind of a combo release, Bullshit, SFJ, and Number Station single from 2018. Disturbance before that did Human or Android from Tax Populi 2018. Doom, couldn't miss that. That was good old Doom with Trash Breeds Trash from The Greatest Invention from Discipline Records 1993. And we started out with Warchild. I think that's a re-release, but it might not be. It might be a brand new one. Get it over at Bandcamp. Some pro-rock records in the background, but we might as well go with our favorite. This is Guttermouth doing one of my favorite punk songs of all time. This is a Baker's Dozen from one of their greatest, Musical Monkey, 1997.
But there's way too- hardcore and skank until I die. How about hardcore? Really hardcore. I fucking hate that metal shit. Silver vegans, you all suck. So what's your core? You stupid whore. You must be a riot girl. You're not very funny. Nice to you. You step your poo. Rice cake, soy milk, gross invasions.
Have you considered abortion? Peter, I think it's too late for that.
Oh, don't let the press put the scare into you. Wade v. Boggs has not been overturned.
Yeah, but you can't really abort a live baby.
Oh, boy, they have got you.
The Corona Apocalypse over here at the Brothers Grimm Punkcast. Yes, it's almost 4 years we've been dealing with COVID. It's always coming back with a vengeance. You know, I've had COVID 3 times. Had it a few weeks ago. Fucking took me out. I felt like shit. Hella tired. You name it. All the dumbass symptoms. COVID's just as boring as politics. Am I right? What a joke. I'm over it. If you want to go check out the Brothers Grimm set list for each and every show, go over to brothersgrimmpunkcast.blogspot.com. Give you a link to the archive where you can download and stream it from your smart device. And we're over on iTunes Podcast and Google Podcasts as well. You just heard 3 from the La Massacre Continua compilation, 2021 compilation from Distro Cafalia. you just heard X2000 did, Fuerza Macabra, Die in Silence before that did, Dissolution, and Lupin before that did, Sequoia al Estado. Before those three from that compilation was Warfare State did Nothing Short of Scum from their self-titled from 2018, Australia's Wolfpack, who recently toured with Guttermouth over here in the States, that was The Shield from Benefit 7, you can get that over at Bandcamp, and started out with our favorite, Guttermouth, of course. Might as well keep shredding through this new 2022 stuff we keep finding. This is one from Razor Raw New Zealand. This is Manic Aggression's gonna do The Joke Didn't Land from their self-titled. Get all these over at Bandcamp, of course.
Yeah! What's she doing to it?
Can't really talk about it. You know, James Bond kind of stuff.
Yeah, that Dottie, she's really radical with bikes.
Hi, Peewee.
Say, we cruise, dudes. Yeah. Sure is getting hot in here. It's steamy.
I'm sweating.
Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids. Come on, man.
Brothers Grimm Punkcast. Y'all love that ska music in the background from a Mustard Plug. That's Pro Rock Records again. It was weird. I just recently watched that Pick It Up ska documentary. It's really good if you haven't seen that. I just finally watched it last week. And then the same day, we got news that Terry Hall from the Specials passed away due to some complications to some weird illness. And like I said, my current events are going to be off. Maybe we have more details than that after I put this out. What a bummer. I'm sure everybody caught their favorite podcast and had to do a special song. Not going to do that over here. The Specials played a huge part in that ska documentary that I just recently watched. Good shit. That was all 2022 stuff you just heard from Bandcamp. That was Inequity Recordings from Germany. Drug City did Southwest Fuck You from their demo. TT Tag, before that, from Sweden, did Mai Tai off of Orgeet. I'm probably butchering all that. Spit from Newcastle, UK, before that, did Murderer from their demo. Liberty Unknown, before that, also Inequity Recording from Germany, did You Can Be You from Chain of Madness. Skit Crimes from Razored Raw New Zealand, before that, did Human off Switch from Noise Speed Aggression. And Sweden's Dispose, before that, did Warsick from Destructive Powers. And we started out with a Razor Raw New Zealand Manic Aggression. Let's tear it up with one more set. This is Fassbender, gonna do Heads Up, Shovels Down from their demo 2014. Ba-da-da, ba-da-da.
Not exactly what we're looking for.
Oh, I've heard that before. Trying to be a human billboard? Sign spinner? You know the gig. Yeah, well, they gave the job to some other little punk. I set up shop on the other side of the city. I got 10 times the customers he did. I'm gonna die! Don't look at me when you're gonna die!
Hey, I'll shut up. I'm not one that has to keep talking. Some fellas just have to keep their mouths flapping, but not me. I was brought up right. My pa used to tell me shut up, and I'd shut up. I wouldn't say nothing. One time darn near starved to death. Wouldn't tell him I was hungry!
Say the culture is a blight. Sing like the airwaves and you're mine. I know the world is supposed to change. This generation is afraid. Walking billboards in the swarm. Fuck the train, I won't wear your uniform. Fuck the train, so situation, so fucked up. They started them when they were young. Justice is all they understand. But they don't know what the fuck is there. Fucking no one's uniform. Fuck the thing, I won't wear no uniform. Fuck the thing, everyone around me started to stroll. Everybody's buying what they stole. They're so enslaved by their peers. Advertisers are their puppeteers. Fucking no one's uniform. Fuck the thing, I won't wear no uniform.
Oof, yeah, we did it. That was Green Day from Kerplunk. That was Private Ale, 1992. You know what? Whatever. That has a tender spot in my heart. That East Bay Lookout pop punk, whatever we would call it. Nihilist Riot before that did Cultural Blight from their demo 2015. Had one from The Hills Are Dead Records off that D-Beating Volume 3. That was Animals Revenge did Hombre Lobo del Hombre. Soulcraft before that did Equal Greed, Eternal Enemy from The Legacy 2019. Special Branch before that did Hiring Fair off of Lethal Force from 2021. And Fastbender started that one out. Let's cool it down and close it out as usual with one of these totally rad 2022 Bandcamp finds. Sylvania's Absurd, with the cool looking name, is going to do Fire Spreads on Human Pile from Rotheads. Until next time, a brand new year coming up, 2023. Anarchy! Yeah, how's that working out for you?
Shit in the bed.